Liberty Health Share brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty Health Share makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
DNC Chairman Tom Perez announced that Fox News would not be hosting any of the 2020 Democratic presidential debates. Over the weekend, liberal commentator Bill Maher went after Democrats for refusing to appear on Fox News and even having a primary debate on the network. Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin says Fox News has always treated him fairly.
I appreciate the opportunity I've had on Fox. I've been on your Sunday show, and I appreciate the way that Chris Wallace handles those interviews. So I think it's important for everyone to be able to hear different views.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs down the weekend's top grossing movies at the box office.
So you're not from around here.
It's hard to explain.
Right.
Outshining all other movies this weekend at the box office, Captain Marvel comes in at number one, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, total $69 million. At number two, the new animated feature Wonder Park at $16 million. The romantic comedy about a couple with cystic fibrosis 5 feet apart
comes in
at number three with $13 million. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, drops down to number four at $9 million. And another sequel from Tyler Perry, A Madea Family Funeral, drops down to number five with $8 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115, or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here on this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 20s by the time I found out.
Yeah.
Now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. The gang is here. The gang is ready. Let's get this thing done.
Absolutely. Listen, folks, I am my co-host, Miles Bauer, and we are getting it done. Except for Brian, you got to help me here. I've got a technical issue right out of the gate. It must be my Mr. Rogers sweater that I've got on. Lost audio right as we were going on at my headphones set, and folks, that's a crisis. Listen, I can self-pilot while he figures it out. Georgia lawmaker proposes bill to regulate men's private parts in response to heartbeat abortion bill. This is Ludwig sent this in late, and I'm trying to understand it. These folks, listen, that's hard to think the way they do. It just is. Miles, did you have a chance to peruse that article?
No, I didn't.
Well, listen, the moral of it is the Georgia lawmaker proposes a testicular bill of rights package Monday in response to the state's advancement of a bill to outlaw abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. She goes on, she wants to, would require men to ask for permission from their partners before taking Viagra or other dysfunction medications. Wait 24 hours before purchasing a sex toy. The lawmaker wants to classify sex without a condom as aggressive assault and ban vasectomy procedures. Listen, I'm trying to get that to equate to protecting children from infanticide. Miles, sure. Is there a correlation I'm not getting here?
Not that obvious to me.
Listen, I read it, and I read it through a second time to think, well, I'm missing the connection. Listen, folks, I get what she's saying.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I got to be cliche here. I'm sorry, but there's nobody that's still alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me say differently. All the babies that were aborted, how would they vote on this issue? You get the point. I don't want to go through that as a storyline, but I think Ludwig was right in pointing it out.
Isn't
Meanwhile, out in Hollywood, college cheating scandal snares actresses. Everyone's heard about this all week long. Listen, my view of it, Miles, and you're the academiac in the room, so tell me once again if I'm wrong. My perception of what they have done. First off, it's not a lot different than if I were some multi-millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to
what
your favorite university
and
said, I want you to build a sports arena in my name. And by the way, this is my daughter, and I want her to attend your school.
Sure.
That practice has been done since the United States was not the United States and just had its first set of universities. I'm not seeing a huge difference.
Yeah, and how long would it have taken if she was in?
I understand they changed some test scores. They made some youngsters appear like they were part of groups
that
they weren't.
Got it.
That part I get, but in terms of them just
wanting
their money, I don't see any difference between that and the person that built a stadium in their name. What say you, Miles?
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty obvious that affluent can buy their way to a certain circle.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know if that's one of the benefits of being affluent.
Right, yeah, what's the matter with this horse,
aspire to.
Mm-hmm.
My take on it was a little bit different. I wanted to lay it out the way I've been hearing it in the media all week. That's what we've been hearing. They did it. They shouldn't have.
Yeah.
The comparison to make to the person that builds a stadium in their name, all of those things are really, really easy to do. My question is a little bit different. I'm wondering if the practice of either group of people, these Hollywood people that cheated, or the person that builds a stadium in their honor, meaning folks who wrote a big monster check to say, put my name on the stadium and here's my daughter or
just
my son.
A little bit, yeah.
Do those combine
to
make
and get her all,
cost of tuition so high that the average person can't afford it, which is what we've been talking about for a couple of years.
Exactly.
With young people running into $60,000 and $80,000 non-secured or unsecured mortgages on loans that were set up like a loan shark or a charge card, but I repeat myself. Miles, is this contributing to the outrageous cost of education?
I don't know if that particularly is, or if it's just that everybody's assumed that they're headed off to college, so the more demand, the greater the price is going to be.
If the university is sitting back thinking, wait, there's a certain segment of the society that will pay outrageous money to get their youngster in our school, why do we want to deal with all of these hairballs?
Right.
This mega rich person, they're just going to scribble
a
reader.
Generally,
and we're going to be good to go. Why do we want to dink around with that? I don't know. I don't know the numbers, but I think it bears on the cost of tuition for everybody. Maybe I'm all wet, but if you're willing to go to the hospital and pay $100 for a cotton ball, why wouldn't they demand $100 for a cotton ball?
Right.
That was my take on the whole thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm all wet. I don't know. Clearly, these folks went a lot further than the openness of saying put a stadium in my name. They were doing some significant cheating. Now, is that worthy of jail time or some monstrous penalty?
Wow.
I don't know. What say you on that part? What should be their punishment, assuming they're found guilty?
Well, I mean, you know, so it goes to the question of, is bribery against the law?
Incredible.
Right. Now, some folks would automatically say yes, but I would tell you that not in every instance.
Yes.
And, in fact, I would put the person that said, give me the stadium in my name, here's a check for $10 million, and this is my darling child, put him or her through your school. That's bribery. I think both conversations are the same.
Right.
So, I mean, now, again, but building the stadium in my name is a lot different. than paying somebody to mess with the ACT, the test scores, paying somebody to put your picture on some rowing team that you weren't actually a member of to give a different impression of who you are and what you've been doing. That's a whole different program than you're rich and you want to push your way through. That's my take on it.
But the difference is that if you actually build a stadium, a lot of different folks get to benefit from that.
That's very true. I think that's very true. So in other topics, we've looked at folks that have built grandiose. I'll give you an example is the DeVos family here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. They've done an outstanding job at making themselves wealthy, yes, but also contributing back to the community. They've built hospitals. They've built – you don't have enough fingers and toes collectively on this show to enumerate all of the things that they've done for the West Michigan area. And, by the way, nationally. They've contributed a lot on a national level. They've done well, but they've put some dough back. So I commend them. So, thus speaking of education, how much time do we have, Brian? 2 minutes?
About a minute and a half.
Well, we'll get one started. Times have changed. Folks, this is from ZeroHedge.com. They've shared a link from somewhere else. Speaking of that, I'll probably use this time up to describe that. ZeroHedge.com. I don't think Facebook likes ZeroHedge.com. The other day I was sharing show preppy with Miles and Ludwig. Folks, I tried it multiple ways, using a Facebook Messenger. Miles and Ludwig and I have been using Facebook Messenger. We set up a group. I've talked about it on the air before. We've been using that now. How long now, Miles? 2 or 3 years since you've been a part of the show? I've never had them block it, never. And the other day I was trying to share 9 topics. Here's tomorrow's talking points. And guess what? They would not take Zero Hedge's link. Part of the, I'm trying to cut and paste 9 big gigantic topics, and they won't take it because of Zero Hedge. That was the day before yesterday, but somehow this was different. This Zero Hedge was different than that ZeroHedge.com. But it does cause me to pause and say, who's in control of that? If this is an artificial intelligence that said no to Zero Hedge, how come that AI said yes one day and no the next day? Any guess, Miles?
Who knows what all's going on behind the scenes inside of the social app?
Yeah, it's hard to know. Listen, neither of the topics were sensational. Folks, we've got to go to a break, though, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We're just barely started.
Sailing away. Listen, folks, I'm Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Where I wanted to go right before break, and it was just going to take longer than the time we had. Times have changed, name of an article shared by ZeroHedge.com. That's where I found it. Alabama schools training staff to treat opiate overdoses. Now, listen, of course, if you read the story, it goes on to talk about how children are stealing medications from their parents. I got to tell you, this is a two-path thing for me. The first is dealing with the actual stealing out of the drug cabinet in the bathroom or wherever mom and dad are keeping it. I've been hearing that story all my life. That's not a new story. I know that they put the word in opiates, and that gets to ring the big bell. But this is not new. They've been, in fact, we've seen major marketing campaigns 30 and 40 years ago that were aimed at teaching parents, instructing them, warning them not to leave their prescription medications. That's what they used to call it. Now they call it opiates because that's like ringing the big brass bell. Folks, this isn't new. I'll tell you what is new about it, though, and that's the marijuana thing. And I know everyone that's a libertarian just rolled their eyeballs at me. Here's the problem. If you're in 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade, 11th grade, maybe 12th grade, you're dividing the difference between taking mom's prescription drugs and smoking dope. That's in the same arena. You're not looking at it the way you might look at it at 40, 50, 60 as a parent. You're just not. Folks, reel yourself back to when you were in high school. I'm just telling you there's a difference. Now, here's the next difference. Times have changed. The difference now is not the prescription drugs being stolen. It's that the states, many states, and now even the federal government is wanting to get in it. They're saying it's okay to smoke dope as long as we can tax the bejeebers out of you. So as long as we can generate a revenue, it's okay. So if they could figure out how to tax opiates, let's call them prescription drugs, would they do that? I got to tell you, I think the governments and their zeal for voter turnout, hello, Democratic Party, and their zeal for voter turnout and the government's zeal for another revenue stream, I think we're going to see a lot more of these stories, not a lot less. What say you, Miles Bauer?
Yeah, the story seemed a little spooky to me that everybody's going to be carrying around meds that they can shoot into your hip at any time.
Yep.
That seemed a bit spooky. I thought that was the reason why they made those child-proof caps.
Right. that goes back to the early 80s, and it wasn't a result of people stealing prescription drugs, although that's part of it, but that was actually some kind of Mickey Mouse response to the person that had put poison in the, I don't know if it was Tylenol, one of the big brands, and so they were looking at ways to control the containers. And yeah, they also, Eb, to your point, they had 3- and 4- and 5-year-olds trying to get in the containers. Listen, I got to tell you, as a culture, the idea that we're trying to push away on some and embrace the other half of this equation is numbskullish to me. It just doesn't work. That's my view of it. And again, the two motivations that are the real driving force is the Democratic Party wanted youth voter turnout, and the government wants a revenue stream. And I say, wow, to both of you. At what price are we going to pay as a culture? I don't know. Listen, I know that even on my side of the aisle, I'm slowly turning into the Lone Ranger on this topic. I get it. But, folks, it ain't worth voter turnout. It ain't worth a revenue stream to do this to the next generation. We're causing it. We're actually inviting it. It's like the argument over the southern border. As long as there is a market for those drugs, somehow, some way, there will be drugs in the United States. This stuff ain't rocket science. Am I wrong on that part, Miles?
No, I think you're spot on.
So you ask yourself, what would cause a person? Now, forget the youth thing. 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade, we've long since acknowledged that those folks, young people in general, regardless of gender, regardless of race, folks tend to lose their brain around 12 to 13 years old, and they don't get it back till around 25. Those are the averages. So the idea that folks are not making wise decisions when they're in 10th, 11th, 12th grade, there's no shock there. The idea that the government would want to tax a portion of this riddle and put it out on the streets and let everyone know it's okay, just pay your tax. I think we've got the genie that's sneaking out of the bottle, and we don't seem to be very concerned about it. Get out the votes. Send us some dough. We're the Democratic Party. Folks, you got blood on your hands. I'm just telling you. I don't know how to say it. You got blood on your hands. I'm sure I'll anger some people. Watch me get some snark mail. I'm okay with that, Miles. It's wrong what we're doing as a culture. Their article title, Times Have Changed. Yeah, they really have. They're a lot of work, Miles Bauer.
Yeah, that is true.
It's like they're completely devoid of what the results are. They can't look down the road and say, if we do this, what will be the final product of it? Where will we be at once we get our revenue stream and once we get our voter turnout? What will we have then? And the answer is a hot mess. Nice job. Socialists don't really believe in the socialism they peddle. Do you believe that, Miles?
Yeah, it's just about power.
This is an article from FoxNews.com, folks, about midweek. It is about power. If you read the article, it goes on about Bernie Sanders in a big fancy house. We've heard a lot of this stuff before. It points out a whole bunch of people with a whole bunch of money talking about wealth equality and wealth distribution. But they got Maseratis, and they got yachts, and they got trips to all kind of fancy places. And what gets me always about this is a picture of AOC, Pocahontas, and Comrade Bernie the Burn. Can we dispel once and for all the notion that socialists, democratic or otherwise, actually believe in the socialism they peddle? The answer is no. They're selling you a bill of goods, folks. Well, and maybe, by the way, Bernie believes it, but he doesn't live by it. Heck, I wrote this exact storyline. Not this story, but this storyline that they don't believe what they're doing. I wrote that in the first novel. And that was 2009, 2008 when I was penning that out. Folks, this is not rocket science. They are not living like they're asking you to live. What do you think, Miles? Where's your view on that topic?
But that's because they're part of the elite, and flyover country is not, by definition, the elite.
So it's kind of like when we were talking about the Venezuelan children that belong, the children of the elite in Venezuela. We're watching families eat garbage off the streets in competition with stray dogs. But the families of the rich, they're on vacation in Brussels. They're on vacation in Berlin. They're all over the world. They're living on yachts. They're doing wonderful. There's not a heck of a lot of difference between that and what we're seeing here. Folks here in Michigan, where we're broadcasting from, struggling to pay for their tuition. The folks out in Hollywood, folks, you got to stop listening to this nonsense. It's sadly laughable. That's my take on it. In this article, again, FoxNews.com, the article titled, "Socialists Don't Really Believe in the Socialism They Peddle. They Love Money, Amazon Mansions, and Cars." And amen, that's a fact, that's the truth. So all of you folks that are demanding wealth distribution, you're giving homage to these people that are laughing at you and taking your $100 that you mailed them. They're laughing at you. Am I seeing this negatively? Am I just missing it?
No, I think you got this one.
I don't get them. Thanks, Brian Thomas. You should see, folks. You should see the signals he passes.
Yes, I'm the dancing signal guy.
Oh, yeah. You got the fancy notebook out. Now he's got the notebook out. You ought to see that. Well. All right. Listen, folks. When we come back, we got to talk about the Brexit show. What's going on over there is fascinating, in my view. We'll go from Brexit to OAC as soon as we come back from this break.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flooding in the Midwest has claimed at least three lives and forced hundreds of others to evacuate.
One of the communities hit hard by flooding in Nebraska is Fremont in Dodge County, where National Guard troops delivered supplies Sunday to people who are trapped in that city. There's no way to leave because roads and highways surrounding the town are flooded. At least 163 people have been rescued from floodwaters in recent days. Iowa and Wisconsin also have declared states of emergency in the wake of historic flooding and blizzard conditions caused by the bomb cyclone. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts describing the scene to local news outlets as devastating. From Omaha, Nebraska, I'm Rick Vincent for USA Radio News.
Police in Utrecht, Netherlands are saying a terrorist killed three people and wounded nine in a shooting on a tram Monday. The Dutch counterterrorism agency raised the terrorism threat level to 5, its highest, and police are searching for a 37-year-old Turkish suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. You ought to take a look there when you get a chance.
And listen, that's a very good idea. Also, go to follow us on Fox News, where we are. Actually, we aren't streaming today.
On Facebook, yeah.
Follow us on Facebook streaming. I was reading show prep at the same time. Thanks, Brian. Listen, from thesun.co.uk, what a Brexit show. Theresa May's Brexit deal crushed by MPs again, meaning we're no nearer to quitting EU after 993 days. The House of Commons tonight voted against the PM's Brexit deal for the second time by a margin of 391 to 242. Miles, tell me the background of this. What's the issue? Why can't Parliament in United Kingdom follow what the voters have told them to do? Why is that such an impediment over there?
Well, think about it. It's the same reason as the reasons behind why Congress won't address the immigration problem.
So the folks want them to address the immigration problem. They're too busy trying to figure out how to get their head out of their butt. They just can't do that. And you're saying it's the same thing with the Parliament in the United Kingdom.
Right. The people want out of the EU, but the ruling class does not. So it's the same thing here. It's why here we are. Congress still isn't going to address the immigration problem, and yet we've got people flying over the border in record numbers.
77,000 is the number I just saw for a record this year so far. 77,000. That was 1 month. And you go, wait a minute. The folks have told, that's why Trump won. We can talk about she was a terrible candidate. We can go through all, we can break it down. The bottom line was the wall. I mean, that's why he won. That was the folks saying, you better defend our sovereignty. And it's the same thing there. There's no difference. I think you're exactly right. The folks there in the United Kingdom said, you better defend our sovereignty. And May told them, she flipped them off, just like here in Michigan with the gas tax when we told Snyder, you better not, and he flipped us off. Who are these people that we elect? What is they got to check their integrity, honesty, and integrity at the door?
I mean, this is just ruling class versus the people who are ruled.
So they say, you know what, we studied on it, we know better, sit down and shut up.
Right.
That's literally what they say. And they go out and have a cocktail, or they have a line of accountants and attorneys pool in front of them and give them the background of the issue, and that informs them, takes them to a higher level of understanding, and then they do what the hell they want to do. I got to tell you, when we're talking about, you know, all of these articles floating around about a second civil war, or now there's a new flush of articles floating around about a World War III, I don't know that I buy into all that, but I will tell you this. It would be the elitists versus the rest of the world.
Yeah, this ruling class mentality just ain't going to cut it.
No. Listen, I only ran about the gas tax right now because it helps. Maybe it just helps me. It's a small thing I can get my hands around. 81% of the people say don't do it, and they flip us off and do it anyhow. Right. They say it's good government policy. We've studied on it. We know better. The better answer in this was, if the elites were correct, and it was the better answer, the folks told them no, the elites said, okay, you're going to find out for yourselves, we won't do it, and the roads will be like crap. And then the folks could make a new decision. Not, we think you're stupid, so we're going to do what we want to do anyhow, which is what they've done in Michigan, It's what they've done, to your point, on a federal level with immigration and securing our sovereignty, and it's what they're doing in the United Kingdom.
And don't you think that this all comes back to them wanting the do-re-mi from the quote-unquote establishment people?
So it's about money.
Right.
You know, it's always about money. Have you noticed that? Well, money and power. Money and power. But sometimes it's just highbrow elitism. I don't think Snyder got any money out of his deal. And I'm not saying he's crooked. I don't believe that. But he is an elitist. He thinks he's very, very well schooled. And the rest of us are stupid. And I'm going to do what I want to do. And by the way, Governor Mortax, she's no different. Just so you know that, Democrats, while you're hopping up and down with excitement that I was excoriating a Republican, I'm telling you they're bookends. Don't get excited. They are bookends.
Yeah, the number of times we hear about these tax increases, money going to the roads.
You forget the big one. It's for the children.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And then then all these projects that this money goes through never seems to be any better.
No, the roads. By the way, when I was using the example of if Snyder was correct, he should have went ahead and followed what the people directed him to do, and if the roads went to heck, the folks would have went, wow, we should have did that. But what actually happened is he did the highbrow path, said, you're wrong, and I'm right, and I'm going to do it anyhow. And by the way, the roads are still like hell. We lost $1 billion, and the roads they're no better than they were.
It's like lip service. Yeah, we're going to spend money on these taxes for the roads.
Listen,
they take the money and they laugh all the way to the bank.
It's like the DNR thing. They take in a boatload of money in the state of Michigan for DNR, and the folks that regular hunters, people that forget the hunters for a minute, folks that are buying ORV tags, that whole group of outdoors people. Some of them, a small percentage, will say, well, Mike, yeah, but conservation needs this money. Okay, so I look into it. Folks, it goes into the general fund. Let's be honest about it for a minute. It goes into the general fund. It's not going to some lockbox safe for conservation. They're pissing it away. Can I say that on the air?
Apparently so.
Miles, are all these people, do they go through some kind of mental metamorphosis when they become elected? How does that work?
I think it's just the ruling class versus flyover country.
I got to tell you, once in a while you'll come across somebody that refuses to yield. Dave Ajima, from right here in our marketplace in the Grand Rapids area. Dave Ajima, fighter pilot for the U.S. Armed Services, went on to be a senior commercial pilot, then served 6 years as a state representative, then went on to be an RNC committee man for the Michigan's Republican Party to the Republican National Committee. The guy never yielded, and they hate him for it. They did their best to excoriate him and step on him and grind him right out. Every time he said something unvarnished honestly, oh, they would flip both sides of the aisle. Forget the fact that he was right. I'm not supposed to say that.
And a straight shooter, you know where he's coming from. He doesn't
like him or not. This is the way he sees it. You don't have to wonder when he walks away. Wonder what he really thinks. I wonder what he's really going to do. You never wonder that with Dave Ajima. When he walks away, you know exactly where you're at with him. If we had more people like that, we would have a lot less nonsense than what we're able to talk about here.
A lot more transparency.
Oh, that's like Gretchen Whitmore. More taxes, transparency. What an absolute bag of trash that nonsense is. Transparency. She wants the legislature transparent, but not the governorship. She's not going to tell you that 20 cents of her 45% gas tax proposal goes to other. There's no transparency in these people, Miles Bauer.
No, that is true, but I think it goes to your earlier point about they're the smartest guys in the room, and they know what's best for us, regardless of what we want them to do.
Yeah, but you know, I get it. But you think that they'd slow to navigation speed and say, you know what, we're not the folks doing the work. Maybe we ought to listen to the folks that are actually doing the work. What a novel idea. That as a consultant, that's what I'd do. I'd go to a business and say, hey, you're the one. I don't need to know what ownership's telling me. They're the ones that got the business screwed up. I'm going to go listen to the folks that actually operate this business. That made a lot of sense to me. But evidently, I'm out of step with how the elected leadership operates, both state and federal.
But doesn't some of this go to the guy in the dark corner that's got the do-re-mi that I need for my next election?
I've got to stop because we're at a hard break, but you're exactly right. Folks, we'll be right back.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You know the legal drinking age is 21. You may also know this law protects teens. Find out more at don'tserveteens.gov. And thanks for not providing alcohol to teens. A message from the We Don't Serve Teens program and the Federal Trade Commission.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And thank you for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Once again, it has returned. It is the Enigma Report.
I got to tell you, folks, some of these things that take place in our world are truly an enigma to me. I don't get them. I don't understand how other folks, at least in the realm I'm getting ready to try to describe, I don't understand the thinking behind it. This is an article from the DailyMail.co, UK. The world's first genderless artificial intelligence voice. Researchers launch neutral-sounding Q that's neither male nor female to fight bias in smart assistants. Now, Miles is a code slinger, our computer resident computer scientist. How much do you think it would cost to develop this? Is this a fairly cheap adventure?
Yeah.
Is it? So it's just no big deal?
Right.
So they're making a political statement. Is that really the bottom line here?
Yeah, exactly.
This isn't science science marching forward. It's some screwball on the far left marching probably backwards. Brian, will you play that?
Hi, I'm Q, the world's first genderless voice assistant. Think of me like Siri or Alexa, but neither male nor female. I'm created for a future where we are no longer defined by gender, but rather how we define ourselves.
Listen, so you got to ask yourself, like I was talking about earlier in the show, Do these folks ever ask themselves, what's at the end of the path that they try to get us on? So let's look forward for a minute and just ask the obvious question, what will our world be like? What will our culture be like if we're a gender-free society? Any speculations, Miles Bauer?
Well, you know, the thing that jumps out at me is, what's wrong with being a man or what's wrong with being a woman? Why are either one of those sides something that we should try to avoid?
It's so fascinating to me, to exactly your point, that we as a species cannot exist without each other. It's not a question of equality and all of these fluff politic words. We flatly can't exist without each other. But they want to take the very essence of who and what we are as a species away. I laugh to start with, but then you pause and think about it and say, what would they have if they actually achieved their goal? I mean, worms don't have gender. A worm can... is that the culture they want us to become, like an earthworm?
Maybe like, what was that, Pat? From SNL years ago. Remember that person that you can tell was a man or a woman? Pat? You remember that from SNL? Miles, you remember that?
Yeah.
You guys were a lot bigger SNL fans than I am. Once they got off into the fire screwball, mean-spirited stuff, I stopped watching. And that's been a long time.
Because now this would not be PC. That skit about Pat.
Pat.
Yeah,
no. Not acceptable anymore?
No way.
Well, they're running around playing all of these, what somebody said 12 years ago, 10 years ago. Why isn't anybody excoriating SNL for doing those skits? How come that's not a consideration?
Because the mindset of SNL now is on their side. They want to,
Well, listen, but a lot of the people that they've done, they've had some sports figures that were leftist, but that said something outrageous 12 years ago when they were 17. And they just absolutely take them to school and dump them off on their head. I don't know. I don't understand them. Honest, I don't. And I don't understand why these folks would go to whatever effort it took. It probably took more effort, to your point, Miles. It probably took them more effort to get the media to pick this up than it did for them actually to do it. On that same vein, this is from the collegefix.com. I go there about once a week. Minority students offered no whites safe space for racial healing circle. Sometimes I read this stuff and it leaves me speechless. Honest, it does. And it causes me to pause again. Do they not want Americans to be Americans? Are they not looking for a way to bridge divides? The answer is obviously not. They want the division. Miles, they want tribes. They want to make sure that nobody ever speaks again. There's perpetual war, and they're the highbrows up above, looking down, helping the unwashed masses. Is that how they think, Miles Bauer?
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought the whole point of school was to prepare you for the real world. And yet, when they come up with all these safe spaces, I mean, think about it. In reality, safe spaces don't exist in the real world. So how are you preparing anybody for the real world?
If their goal is to leave folks, first to your point, prepared for the real world, if they want to promote an agenda, what they say is racial equality. What they promote is racial inequality. They want tolerance for all, but they're actually articulating intolerance of huge segments of our culture that they disagree with, be it racially, ideologically, theologically, whatever topic we're on, if they disagree with a swath of folks, they want them out. Their idea of a safe space is to have no white people. Well, come on. That some of these things just get... And if you and I, Miles Bauer, said the same in reverse, we want a white safe space with no X, Y's, and Z's in it, oh my goodness, their heads would explode.
Right. But you know what? I mean, and again, either way, real life, we're all mixed in this together.
Right.
Period.
Have you watched the 123 or the Ancestry.com DNA
tests. Have you ever had, you've not had that done, right, Miles?
No.
Well, listen, so this is a political statement, folks, but I've seen a number of the results of that test. My brother, I didn't have one done. My brother did have one done, and assuming my mom and dad told me the truth, ours are going to be pretty similar as in mine. Same with my wife, by the way. I've not seen somebody's history. My mother did before she passed away, she was very invested in doing family history back into the Middle Ages. Very impressive work, by the way. But I've seen a lot of different family histories. I've not seen one, a single person where they can present their DNA that doesn't have a huge number of different races in their family tree. And so I say, wait a minute. Aren't we kind of shooting at ourselves with some of this nonsense? Isn't that really what it's about, Miles? If you look at my family, my wife's family, I'm going to guess your family. You look backwards, you're going to find Spanish people, you're going to find African people, you're going to find people from all of the continents somewhere in your family line. You just are.
Right, exactly.
And so when they come up with this nonsense, I'll go, wait a minute. Do I got to get a saw and cut part of my arm off because you don't like where it came from? Was I too white or not white enough? Was Pocahontas... It gets to the point where you roll your eyeballs. They're asking for things that cannot be. Scientifically speaking, they're asking for things that simply aren't. Is that correct?
Right. Exactly.
I don't know what the rationale is other than they look for things. I got to conclude this. They look for things to be divisionary over. They hunt for topics to be divisionary over. That's why the LGBTQ, whatever that is, it seems like periodically they add another letter on. These folks on the far left look for things to be outraged about and to seek division from. Speaking of fascinating people, Slovenian woman accused of cutting off her own hand with a circular saw for an insurance claim. Can you imagine that?
I can't even remotely understand that.
That's what happened. She's trying to get, and I don't know the conversion of dollars. I didn't do the math. 340,000 euro. And that's what she wanted to do. She cut her hand off with a power circular saw in order to collect her insurance claim. What do you think, Brian Thomas? You got a new
this
way.
Is wacky.
You got a new way of getting money now, brother.
I mean, it's going to be a little easier way to acquire money than that.
Like work.
True.
Just a passing thought. Work. Listen, I don't have enough time. Folks, follow us on Facebook. Please go to themikehewittshow.com and renegaderiver.com. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court agrees to consider Virginia's plea to reinstate the life without parole sentence of a man who as a teenager participated in the D.C. sniper shootings that terrorized the area back in 2002. The justices say they will take up the state's appeal case of Lee Boyd Malvo, who was 17 when he was convicted in the D.C. sniper shootings. First Lady Melania Trump is chairing a White House meeting to learn more about youth programs at federal departments and agencies.
My focus has and always will be on our children, the next generation. They are our future doctors, nurses, firefighters, scientists, teachers, chefs, generals, just to name a few.
More than 20 departments and agencies belong to the group, which was established under President George W. Bush. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
A warning for doctors who prescribe opioids for pain management instead of a number of other medications that are readily available. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports about the growing concern for adolescents.
There are drugs, some even over-the-counter, that can be used for pain management after an injury or surgery. These drugs can eliminate concerns over opioid misuse or addiction. Dr. Mary Dell Peterson is president-elect of the American Society of Anesthesiologists.
90% of addictions start in adolescence. This is a really critical time period in the development of the brain, and they're very vulnerable to addiction.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Apple is unveiling a new iPad Air and iPad Mini on Monday. It's the first time changes have been made to the iPad Mini since fall of 2015. The upgrades include keyboard support and Apple Pencil capabilities. The cost of the iPad Mini with the Pencil is $399. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A massive chemical plant fire near Houston, Texas, is not expected to be extinguished anytime soon. The tanks at Intercontinental Terminals Company in Deer Park, Texas, are filled with a gasoline component, and crews are doing what they can to drain all of them out. Ray Russell with Channel Industries Mutual Aid says crews are doing what they can to keep the flames from spreading.
We are defensive, and it is going to have to burn out in that tank or until we complete draining the tank, which they are pumping out of the tank.
The Secretary of State speaks out about the suffering in Yemen. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Now that President Trump has vetoed a resolution